We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Johnny B. Goode, the host of the podcast Creating a Con, the story of BitCon. This podcast dives deep into the story of Ray Trapani and his company, CentraTech. I'll explore how 320-somethings built a company out of lies, deceit, and greed.
I've been saying since a very young age that I was going to be a millionaire. If someone's like, oh, what's your best way of making money? I'm like, oh, we should start some sort of scheme.
Listen to Creating a Con, the story of BitCon, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, this week on Call Chelsea Peretti, we have Blake Anderson, and it's definitely worth a listen for moments such as...
Yeah, it's crazy. You didn't realize how much Sporks had to...
change the game.
Yeah.
What is the relationship between Sweden, Stockholm, and Norway?
That's a great question.
Do you know that a caller called and says he has something called Fantasia's disease where you can't visualize anything?
Fantasia? I have that.
What the actual...
What? You do?
Listen to Call Chelsea Peretti on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning, USA!
Yo!
Charlamagne the God.
Peace to the planet. It's Friday!
Yes, it's Friday. Good morning.
What's happening? How y'all feel out there?
Yes, we got our special guest host back from the We Talk Back podcast, AJ and Tam Bam.
Boom,
welcome,
boom.
Morning.
Good morning. I'm trying
good
to match our energy.
So good morning, New York.
Hey, what's happening?
How y'all feeling this morning?
We feel good. I had some coffee this morning.
What'd y'all do yesterday? Did y'all float around the city at all?
A little bit. Not really. We walked around Brooklyn. We stopped at Brothers Bistro. It's a new... The first black owned deli in Brooklyn?
Really? Mm-hmm.
Broskies.
The first black deli.
That's what they said. The first black owned deli in Brooklyn.
Okay.
I never heard of Broskies.
Yeah, salute the Broskies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, and that's all y'all did. Went to a deli. That was it. Y'all
went all the way to Brooklyn for a deli.
Oh, we went to Charms. Some potted meat that was supposed to be curry goat.
Oxtail.
What is potted meat?
Like out the can.
Oh.
What?
It was oxtails.
Out the
they got canned oxtails.
I don't know if it was
canned. I'll never eat no canned oxtails.
I've never heard of that before.
Get to that point.
I don't think it was canned.
My life will never get to the point where I got to eat canned oxtails. That's
oxtail
disrespectful.
Oxtail ain't nothing but booty meat from the cow.
Booty meat.
Booty meat is right there by the tail, by the poop.
Speaking of booty meat.
What?
Speaking of booty meat.
Today is freaky Friday.
Girl, shake that booty meat.
Now, we got a lot to talk about this morning, but we have a freaky Friday question.
Topic.
Since you started, we might as well just tell the people what it is, what it's about.
Yeah, Tam Bam says she knows somebody who in the hospital because they was eating bunky.
Yeah.
Did they get E. coli? Well,
like, they have, all right, so I took down the name of what they got. Hold on. It's called amoebiasis gyrodosis.
I know you ain't pronounced that right.
That's definitely not
that's
right.
That's correct. That's somebody's name.
Amoebiasis gyrodosis.
I know Amias. I know him.
And basically...
He's from Arendelle, South Carolina.
They had... they had that experience with someone, and then they started having like stomach pain, mm-hmm. and they were vomiting. They couldn't keep any food down, and then they started experiencing blood in their stool.
Ooh, all that from eating bunkie?
So then they finally went to the hospital, and they found fecal matter on their tongue, on their throat, and in their gut.
We need doctors to call up this morning for Freaky Friday. We need to hear from medical professionals about this.
So did he eat a dirty bunkie?
It seems like it. I don't know if it was a dirty bunkie or just eating bunkie, period.
Keep in mind, it's 6:02 in the morning, guys. Okay, people haven't even had breakfast yet, all right? The kids are still listening. Could you stop for a second? All right? We need some medical professionals to call in, all right, to have this conversation.
What's the medical proper way to say eating bunkie?
Well, that's what a doctor can tell us.
Because anything else sounds crazy.
I don't know. You know?
Eating ain't, you know, just like...
It's like, you just got to be medical about it. Medical and clinical.
Yeah, but what's the clinical way?
I don't know. I'm not a doctor. That's why I said we got to have medical professionals call in.
All right. Well, it's going to be a fun morning. When we come back, of course, we got front page news. And we got we don't call it a world premiere. We got a new song that's released today.
From your playlist to our radio.
That's right. Doja Cat. It's called Paint the Town Red. We'll have that at 6 a.m. in the next hour. We got a new Usher join. All right, so... Let's get into it. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
That young lady is beyond talented.
She is.
When Fabulous was saying all female rappers got his booty hole boss, Doja's one who does it.
All the time.
Doja gets busy.
Doja is phenomenal.
Doja gets busy. All right. Well, let's get in some front page news. Good morning, Tez.
Good morning, DJ Envy. Good morning, AJ and Tam Bam, sisters. Good morning, beautiful, and good morning, Uncle Snacks, known in the streets as Uncle Snacks, Charlemagne the God.
You already know. Big Taz. Thank you, Taz. You already know. Don't be side-eyeing
me. Is it
Uncle
Snacky?
Uncle Snacky is in these streets,
it's
man.
Stale Snacky.
Hey, man.
Stale Snacky.
The hate, you can hate all you want, but Uncle Snacky is here to stay. Okay?
Okay. What? Whatever. But, all right, let's start with Donald Trump. I guess we're going to be talking about Donald Trump for a long time, huh?
Yes, we are. Everybody keeps saying, why you keep covering Trump? Well, he keeps getting indictments. So as soon as he stopped getting it.
He's a former senator.
As soon as he stopped getting indictments, we can stop covering him. So let's go straight to the report by NBC. We'll talk about it on the other side.
A former American president standing before a federal judge to answer whether he sought to thwart the will of voters and block a bedrock of American democracy, the peaceful transfer of power. In a 27-minute long arraignment, former President Trump pleaded not guilty to 4 charges of conspiracy and obstruction, his 3rd criminal arraignment in 4 months and arguably the most serious.
Mm. Yeah, so imagine having 78 charges with no mugshot out on bail.
Crazy.
And at home. That's crazy.
Never been in handcuffs. 78.
Never been in handcuffs.
78 charges, never got a mugshot, never got put in handcuffs. But y'all want to tell me white privilege ain't real? Please.
Right. Yeah, now the next hearing date is set for August 28th. That will be the day that the judge decides what the trial date will be. And so there's a lot of speculation about, you know, will they get this trial done before the election? Because as you know, if he were to win president, he could certainly pardon himself. So they're doing all they can to try to get this case on the road. The Mar-a-Lago case, that is set to be for his arraignment on August 10th. And then, as we know, the Georgia case, which is the last case that's under investigation, that they're expecting an indictment, and that should happen in August as well.
Yeah, I've said it once and I say it a million times. He should not be allowed to run for president, because if you're in any other industry and you got 78 criminal charges,
right,
they're gonna suspend you.
Of course.
They're gonna fire you.
Of course.
People are gonna distance themselves from you.
Yeah.
Like, there's no qualifications to be president of the United States of America.
Just the age. Gotta be 35 and plus, I believe.
Like, Jesus Christ.
It makes me think about that Dave Chappelle skit where he was like, fifth, you know, where he was in court. You don't remember
the fifth, plead, yeah.
And listen, you're innocent until proven guilty, but until you get proved guilty, you can't participate. But that's what they do to everybody else. They do that to everybody else in every other industry.
Right.
But, I mean, it seems like he would have the speediest trial of all do it right before the election, which is kind of weird to me.
Are they doing it before the election?
Yes, they are pushing to... have him in court before the election. So I don't know.
Yeah, sounds like a lot of these cases. There's a setting for March, which the primary will be going on, the Republican primary, and you know, trying to get a lot of these arraignments. They said they're going to keep this case, try to keep it as simple as possible. Not the easiest way to get it faster is not bringing in other, you know, witnesses and other folks to charge, because obviously any defense is going to ask for, you know, to delay the charge and delay the case, or ask for, you know, put it on hold. So we'll see.
All right. Well, that is front page news. Now get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you need to vent, phone lines are wide open again. 800-585-1051. It's a Friday, so let's have a little fun. All right, call us up now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Yo, Charlamagne, Envy, what up? Are we live?
This is your time to get it off your chest.
I got an indoor pool, an outdoor pool.
We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
We can get on the phone right now. He'll tell you what it is.
We live? Hello, who's this?
Yo, it's your boy Cal from Huntsville.
What's up, brother? Get it off your chest.
Hey, I got a question for you guys.
Yes, sir.
What if that was your old lady going in the house with a little dude?
That was Tam Bam. That was Tam Bam. That's up here now from the We Talk Back podcast. That was Tam Bam. Tam Bam. She up here right now. We got the young lady that walked in with me. She up here right now.
Yo, that's not true, sir.
Oh, hey, how you doing?
That's not true, sir. That's not true. What's up with them groceries?
That was definitely her.
The groceries?
That was not me, sir.
But no, go ahead, though.
Next caller.
Why would that be your old lady?
Why would that be our old lady?
Because, I don't know.
Our old lady not related to Meech. That was Meech's cousin.
Just can't make stuff up.
Yeah. Has that ever happened to you?
Me?
No.
Oh, hell no, he gone.
Oh, yeah. Damn.
Hello, who's this?
And we hang up on people within 7 seconds after they talk to you.
Good morning. This is Nicole Wallace. Can you hear me?
Hey, good morning, Nicole.
Get off your
chest,
mama.
Hi. Okay, so today I wanted to shout out my sister. Her name is Katie Odie, and she published her first book last year around her birthday, and it's called Every Other Christmas. I'm so proud of my sister.
Okay.
And she also has a publishing company called Phoenix Media Books, and I was hoping you guys could look her up and, you know, shout out and give her some networking, because she is a Black author and she is out here trying to do it.
What's her name again?
Her name is Katie Odie.
Katie Odie.
O-T-E. Yes.
O-T-E. I'm looking for
O-T-E-Y.
Oh, O-T-E-Y. Katie Odie. Okay.
Yes, sir.
All right. Salute to Katie Odie. I see she was at the Riverbend Writers Showcase back in February.
Oh, my God.
Okay. What? I just looked it up.
I apologize. I did not say good morning. I'm so excited.
It's all
right. I'm sorry.
It's all right.
Good morning, Charlamagne.
Good morning,
DJ Envy.
Good morning.
Oh, I'm looking at it right now. Katie Odie of O'Fallon talks about her book Every Other Christmas.
Well, we'll check it out, Mama. Thank you for calling.
With visitors.
Thank you.
She spoke at a Riverbend event back in February.
Okay. All right. Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you need to vent, hit us up now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
We're welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the 5-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give us his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. CJ will be bringing his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show as well to give their unfiltered accounts of what really goes on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV True Crime Podcast, To Live and Die in LA. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
oldest girls were sent out into the world, and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by oldest girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turns sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am like I am where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's a new day.
This is your time to get it off your chest.
Wake up.
Whether you're mad or blessed.
It's time to get up and get something.
Call up now. 800-585-1051. We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
Sean Stone.
Hey, peace and blessing. Good morning.
Peace and blessing. What's up, brother? Get it off your chest.
I'm good, brother. Charlamagne, good morning.
Peace, King.
Okay, ladies. What's up, ladies?
Good morning.
Hey, I know you guys are talking about what eating.
Yes, we are gonna do a freaky, freaky, freaky Friday about eating.
Well, my perspective on it is, you know, it's nasty and it's wrong. And you know, Charlamagne always been claiming that he's a doctor. Now he's saying I'm not a doctor, right? When Bam gave the information about feces in the throat.
I'm a different kind of doctor, sir. I have an honorary doctorate from South Carolina State University. I'm not a medical professional.
Pay for it.
Oh, okay. I hear that, but just wrong, but I'm okay if people want to do it. You know what I mean?
Oh,
I'm not here to tell people.
Oh,
what to do.
You wouldn't do it, but you'll let somebody do it to you.
There you go.
No, I wouldn't.
That's what you just said. You just said you're not with it, but you'll let somebody do it to you. That's
just
okay.
Say you like it.
I never said that.
You just said that.
You said that, Charlamagne.
You just said you're not against people doing it.
Legs back.
I said I'm not against people doing it.
Sean, just say just say you like it. That's all. That's all you gotta say. Hello, who's this?
DJ Envy, Charlamagne Tha God. Good morning.
OG Rob.
OG
what's happening?
Rob, it's bar time. It's Friday.
You already know what it is. That's how we gonna do it, baby. It's Friday. We gonna get right into it. You know what I'm saying?
Let's go.
Check it like this. I said, yo, how I redesign these rap lines? I changed the body count.
chilling in that ultimate player. That's where the bank account, why these silly cats be whispering. But then again, that's what chicks do about men. So let me fill you in. All that backstabbing and pillow talk will get you hit. Baseball battle that fifth, leaving your body stiff. Your clowns playing games with the wrong one. I'm Donna, son. Came up on the ever of Cain in the native tongue. So spitting with a style like this, I'll be the only one. Hit your top, spin you around. That's a hole in one. It's just too many tough guys. Chiefs, no Indians. Wanna be a baller without putting the penny in. No stripes in the hood. Just halfway crooking it. And it's concrete. Jungle of wolves. You're less fortunate. You hear me? This be some born for legacy. You eight that I dominate monkey bars. You hand to me. Shout out to the hustlers, gangsters. Real G from Tompkins all the way to the hook. And back to Chauncey, best stop. When they say do or die, it's meant to be. Straight from the cradle, lights out to the cemetery. OG.
OG, OG, OG. I got some bars, OG. I got some bars, OG.
Let's go, baby. Let's do it.
All right, here we go. Charla acting scared when Willie D came.
Oh, God.
No flirting, no winking. He was really acting lame.
Oh, God.
AJ and Tam Bam, they be repping SC. I'm going to HR because Charla always walking behind me.
Bars. Bars. Yeah.
What you got?
Stop doing my boy like that.
Life not a sprint. Hold on, OG. Hold on. Let me get this off, all right?
All right.
Life not a sprint, it's a marathon. I never know what envy on. Laid on his back, legs spread back. He can't wait to talk about these booty snacks.
What?
Freestyle. Okay,
OG, thank you, OG. Have a good
weekend. Have a good weekend, y'all.
Is that how you picture me?
Is that how you picture yourself?
Jesus Christ. Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. When we come back, we got a lot to talk about. Of course, your rumor report. We got to talk about Cardi B and her case, Lizzo and her case. A lot to discuss. So don't move.
Too many cases, man.
Come on, a lot of cases.
The Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Mm-hmm. Let's get to the rumors. Let's talk Boosie Badass.
Rumor has it. Rumor has it.
Call out a name, or you gossiping, or you chatty patty.
I'm gossiping.
This is the Rumor Report.
I mean, I guess we on the Breakfast Club. This is where the tea spills, right?
Yes.
Right.
We have our guest co-hosts from the We Talk Back podcast, AJ and Tam Bam.
Grand Rising.
Now, let's start with Boosie Badass. Now, a couple of months ago, Boosie was up here, and Charlamagne asked him about if he felt that he had an anger management problem.
Boosie, do you ever talk to your therapist about possible anger issues, maybe? Just
like, oh, yeah, I got anger issues. I got anger issues. He said I have anger issues.
Mm-hmm.
He said I have anger issues.
Did you know where it stems from?
It stems from my childhood.
Okay. Most trauma does, yeah.
My dad and my mama fighting, but I don't fight women like that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't beat women like that. Probably because my daddy used to hit my mama.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yesterday, Boosie checked himself into an anger management classes.
Man, I just left anger management, bro. That shit was deep, bro. Like, finding out what made me angry and shit. My expectations, bro. My expectations. I expect so much out of people, bro, who never showed me loyalty, who never showed me none of that, bro. So I gotta take accountability for that, bro. I'm finna cut a lot of people off, bro. Like, you know, I gotta learn to separate that shit, bro. Like, that shit is deep, bro.
Well, you can't expect you from other people. That's number one.
Mm-hmm.
But number two, when Boosie was here, Boosie was talking about all the work he was doing on himself. Boosie was talking about going to therapy and things like that. But, you know, nobody pays attention to that. Y'all want to pay attention to the stuff that y'all think is foolishness that come out of Boosie's mouth. But when he tell you that he in therapy and he doing work on himself, y'all don't want to hear that.
Yeah, well, I'm glad to see Boosie getting some help and working on
himself.
Absolutely.
I'm glad to see any man going out there and doing the work.
Me, especially Boosie, because I really like Boosie. I think Boosie... I know we follow the ignorant-ish sometimes, but I think Boosie's a good person when it comes to some of the things he be talking about. Now we got to talk about Cardi B. She has dropped the mic. Well, not her, but she has been cleared of the investigation after Las Vegas mic thrower incident. Cardi B won't be facing any charges after she launched the microphone into an audience when somebody threw a drink on her. So that's going on with Cardi B.
And she was assaulted first, essentially, right?
Right. But that's criminal charges. Doesn't mean that nothing won't happen civilly, but that's criminal.
They'll definitely
so.
Sue.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now, also, Lizzo. It looks like Lizzo hired former Bill Cosby's attorney for her workplace harassment lawsuit.
Why do you always say Bill Cosby's attorney? Like, Marty Singer hasn't been mad people's
attorney. Well, I was going to say that, too. He's also been an attorney for Charlie Sheen, Chris Brown, Johnny Depp, and Jonah Hill.
The Kardashians now. Mm-hmm. Like, a bunch of people.
Mm-hmm. And yesterday, a video came out of one of the people that were accusing Lizzo. And in this video, the lady was actually gushing all over Lizzo. And this is the actual video.
What's up? It's Ariana Davis from season one of Lizzo's Watch Out for the Big Girls. I've been on tour. I've been working with Lizzo for some months, maybe close to a year now. And it's been so amazing and such a beautiful journey. You know, do what Lizzo's doing. I look up to her so much, and I just want to follow in her footsteps and not only be an amazing dancer, but be an amazing singer and storyteller. I love to write music. I love to sing. And I just want to share that with the Queen Lizzo herself.
Mm. Now, Marty Singer said yesterday on TMZ, these do not sound like the words of someone who was harassed or discriminated against by someone they described as the Queen. So as you see, this is going to be a nasty case. This is going to be a nasty
one. I don't think it's going to be a nasty case. Mm-mm. I think it's almost like when you have sex with somebody and then you regret it the next day, possibly. Mm-hmm. So they did a lot of things while hanging out with Lizzo, Lizzo, and then got fired. And now they're upset about the things they may have engaged in to, you know, stay in her graces, essentially.
Mm-hmm. I keep telling y'all, the problem that Lizzo made is that she turned her employees
into her friends.
Right. Yeah. You know what I mean? You can't go to the script club with your employees and, you know, be encouraging your employees to do things that you would be encouraging your friends to do. Because when they get upset, this happens.
Yeah, but it's difficult because if you have a group of women like that, that's, I'm sure, is on tour, they're with each other all the time, they're traveling, whether they're on a bus, they're on a plane, they become like family. So I'm sure when Lizzo goes out, she wants to take a crew. So when she gets some, when she goes to a restaurant, she takes the crew. When she goes to the club,
it's a big
she
deal. Takes,
you know what? Jonathan Majors.
No, we're not finished with the little thing.
But I was saying, but what happens is, you know, when she goes out, she goes to the club, they go to the club. Mm-hmm. She goes to the strip club, they're family. You know what I mean? You don't want to make people feel like they're not part
and
of the
And even when you read the story about the it's called the banana bar, right? Where they actually do this in the bar, where the women have bananas and they vaginas and people eat the banana out. Mm-hmm. Like when you just see it in a headline, it looks crazy until you realize this is what they actually do.
Right. Correct.
At this venue.
Correct.
Yeah. Where's the lemon pepper bar?
Lord have mercy. Lord have mercy. That's we about to talk about that next hour. Okay? Lemon pepper came out another way. All right? Well, you know what's interesting about the Lizzo case too? I see people calling BS on the young ladies, and I'm fine with that. I just want people to have consistency, because we should be able to say when we think something is BS without folks attacking us for it, because a lot of these cases are BS and just shakedowns. But it's interesting that people have no problems coming out and saying that about this case in particular. And I hope people start to realize that there is no consistency with any of these cases.
No, right.
It's just about who people like and don't like. Like, if you like Lizzo, you call BS. If you don't like Lizzo, you get online and make jokes and say things like R. Belly. You know what I'm saying? When the reality is, we should just be consistent with all these cases.
But also people got to read, right? Because people are just reading headlines. They don't actually read the affidavits. They don't actually read what people are saying. They're reading the headlines that usually 9 times out of 10, whoever's putting it out is they're putting it out for a reason. They're putting it out to spin it and make it look a certain way.
But if they like the person, they don't even care about the headline.
That's true.
No matter what the headline says, they will defend said person. But if they don't like the person, regardless of what the headline says, they'll go against said person. So either mind your business, or if you think something is a lie, if you think something is nonsense and foolishness, you should be able to say that without being attacked.
That's right. And lastly, Jonathan Majors, it seems like his assault trial, his case has been delayed until September.
Jonathan is a perfect example. Mm-hmm. That story came out about Jonathan Majors. They started snatching stuff away from Jonathan Majors. People started calling Jonathan all types of things.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? And I mean, some of that is happening to Lizzo, but we haven't seen her lose anything yet. Mm-hmm. Jonathan, they took them Army commercials off so fast.
Mm-hmm. Real fast.
New at noon, a September 6th trial date is set for the domestic violence trial of actor Jonathan Majors in Manhattan. Majors is accused of pulling his girlfriend's finger, twisting her arm, and striking and cutting her ear back in March. Prosecutors say he also pushed her into a vehicle, causing her to fall backwards. In a statement, Majors' attorney says that her client is, quote, the real victim in this shameful ordeal. She says that the 33-year-old's life, career, and reputation have been torn apart.
All I'm saying is nobody is consistent. Corporate America is not consistent. No. Advertisers not consistent. Social media is not consistent. Nobody's consistent because that man, Jonathan Majors, should be innocent until proven guilty.
Absolutely.
Nothing, everybody should.
Nothing should have been taken away from him. Nobody should have distanced themselves from him, like PR agency, management, army snatch commercials.
Movies, yeah, all that.
Yeah, it's weird.
Come on.
Yeah, and it sounds like he was just trying to get his cell phone back from her. Right?
I don't know.
Twisting her fingers.
I don't know what happened.
I don't know what it was, but none of us do. Same thing with the Lizzo situation. But the same grace I see y'all giving Lizzo, why y'all ain't get to that man?
Right. That's right. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, that is your rumor report. Now, when we come back, we got front page news with Teslin Figaro. And it's Friday, so you know what that means. It's freaking freaky. Freaky Friday? Nobody wants to play with me?
You all got too excited. You left us all behind. Okay. You want to slow it down? Start over.
Nah. It's Friday, so you know what that means.
It's freaky Friday.
And we're going to get to that in a little bit. And the question is, when you were given analingus, is that the...
Analingus.
When you were eating the groceries, do you know anybody that got sick from eating the groceries?
I don't think y'all pronounced that right.
Analingus?
I had Google I say him. It for us. Analingus. You weren't in here.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
analingus.
I know him. He's from the Bronx. He's Dominican.
My
boy. I know the whole Lingus family.
We'll be going to do that next. And let's get into another new joint. This is Usher featuring Summer Walker, 21 Savage. Front page news is next. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. Your mornings will never be the same.
Are you someone who knows you don't have to sacrifice comfort for quality? Someone who lives large in life and in the bedroom? Then live large and now thinner with new Magnum Raw condoms. The thinnest Magnum condom. Available where condoms are sold. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We got Teslin Figaro back with some front page news. Good morning, Tez.
Good morning, DJ Envy and my sisters from We Talk Back Podcast and Charlamagne Tha God.
That's right. DJ Tam Bam, they're our guest host. All right, let's get right into it. Let's start with DeSantis.
Yeah, just quickly, in other political news, at a campaign stop in New Hampshire, Ron DeSantis was talking about federal bureaucrats, which he talks about all the time. He said if he is elected president, he's going to slit throats on day one. This wasn't the first time DeSantis has said that he'll slash government agencies if elected to the White House in June. He said he wanted to get rid of the Internal Revenue Service, the Department of Commerce, the Department of Energy, and the Department of Education. This is all just ridiculous, even putting that out there that you can get rid of the whole departments. But he said that they have to bring the administration to heel and that the bureaucracy is out of control in Washington, and you need a president to come in day one and clean house. So people are taking issue with his choice words of slitting throats.
I wonder how does Ron keep his morale up, being that he getting his ass kicked in the polls by a man who's been impeached twice and has 78 criminal charges. Like, you can't even get close to that man. Now, right. You should at least have a one leg up on that individual, but you don't.
Right. I guess Joe Biden could probably say the same thing, because looking at the polls in the general, which I guess depends on what poll you're looking at. But yeah, Ron DeSantis, he's actually spent about $30 million in recent months. So he's been pouring a lot of money into voter outreach, advertising, polling. People expected him to do much better. Personally, I think, or word on the street in Orlando or in Florida, by him going against Disney, that really hurt him for sure. They do not like you to play with the big mouse. And so that has caused a lot of his support, caused him to lose a lot of Republican support for sure because of that. So,
and who are these people that said that he used the term slit throats? That sounds very liberal. That don't sound like some conservatives would be mad at.
Yeah, so still, 6 months to go. So we'll see if it turns around. I think he keeps trying to make sure he's not offending the Trump supporters, but they don't want Ron DeSantis. They want Trump. So it's not working out for him, looks like.
Now, what's the best cities for black families?
Yeah, I thought this was neat. Kendrick, by parents, they issued a first ever Best Black Cities for Black Parents Award. And it is a careful assessment of locations to determine the best overall cities for black families. They decide this information based upon community, culture, good public education, higher education options, solid wealth building, and environmental and health equity. I wonder if people will agree with a lot of the cities that they chose, but I'll just name a few off. The best overall cities is Silver Spring, Maryland, Atlanta, Georgia, New York, San Francisco, California. The best for safety is New York.
Yeah, right.
Columbia.
Yeah, right. Yeah, right.
Yo, I made this list.
I knew you were going to say that. New York, Columbia, Maryland, New Jersey.
What part of New Jersey?
New Jersey City. It says that that's one of the, and it gives reasons like on why they chose this, but it is a very, it's very interesting. Mm-hmm. The best for wealth building, Raleigh, North Carolina, Atlanta, Georgia, St. Louis, Missouri. And so you can kind of go look and see, you know, what they see for culture, environmental equity, education, and health. I will mention the ones that they said best for education is Columbia, Maryland, Silver Spring, Maryland, San Francisco, California. So I guess y'all don't agree with the safety.
Safety's in New York. I can't say that
about New York,
Nah, not New York. Not Manhattan. That's Manhattan. Nah. Nah. Or the five boroughs, I should say. But nah, I can't say it. Mm-mm.
I mean, y'all don't have the gun laws here, right. That's crazy.
Y'all have less gun violence.
Not in recent times.
I don't think so.
Not in recent times.
But if you do get caught with a firearm illegally, it's 3 years in prison, usually mandatory. Mm-hmm. And they usually give you time off for good, you know, whatever it is.
I feel naked without my pistol.
And they're saying, I guess they're coming up with New York because they're saying it's one of the city's safest big cities. But, you know, that doesn't mean necessarily it's the safest, I guess. So maybe they need to be a little bit more clear.
Yeah, they did. I saw yesterday, and I'm looking at it now, how they did say overall crime has been driven down across New York in July because shootings continue to decline. But I don't know. It don't feel that way.
No, not at all. Mm-mm. All right. Well, that is front page news. Thank you, Teslin.
And make sure you subscribe to Teslin Figueroa's podcast, the Straight Shot No Chaser podcast, on the Black Effect iHeartRadio podcast network, and follow Tez on all social media platforms at Teslin Figueroa.
All right. When we come back, it's Friday, so you know what that means.
It's Freaky Friday.
And we're talking eating booty today.
Oh, Lord. Oh,
now, this comes from... This topic comes from the We Talk Bad podcast, right? Yes. Y'all had a situation where a friend of y'all ate some booty and wound up in the emergency room.
Yes, for 14 days they were in the hospital getting treatment for, I can't pronounce it, it's amoebiasis giardiasis.
Why does Amoeba have so many biases? What's the problem?
That is the name of the sickness that they got. Mm. And there was like fecal matter on their tongue, in their throat, and found in their gut. And they had to get treatment for
it. So they ate dirty booty.
I don't know. Is there any real clean booty?
Like that too,
it's booty. It's the place that all your waste comes from. So there's no such thing. Two steps out of the shower is booty again.
That ain't true.
It is.
No, that ain't true. I feel like you got to actually be going deep to be doing all of that. Like, you got to get in there to actually be tasting fecal matter.
That's a kink, too. Like, people like the actual...
The what? Really?
Yeah, it sounds like he might have had some...
He like duty on his tongue?
Eat some cocoa pebbles, man. What's up with y'all, man? Eat some Raisinets or some goobers.
So what the hell? What is the question we're asking people?
Have you ever had a medical emergency from a sexual experience?
No, I want to know if you ever been sick from booty.
Have you ever got sick from booty?
I ain't going to be all broad.
800-585-1051. That is the question. It's Freaky, Freaky, Freaky Friday.
Why
have you ever got sick from booty or heard about somebody getting sick from booty? And y'all need to wash your booties. Like, that's crazy. Fecal matter on their tongue and throat.
And gut.
Ugh! Let's discuss.
14 days in the hospital.
14 days. Hey, but can you imagine telling the doctor, hey, why are you here?
You better tell the doctor the truth. He can't help you if you don't
emergency
tell the
room.
Truth.
Now,
they already going to know.
They didn't
based
know.
On,
now,
what's the emergency? Sick. I'm sick. Well, what did you do last night? Some booty? Like, that's wow. We'll talk about it. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. It's Freaky Friday, goddamn.
Hey, look, where are my freaks at?
Call in now, 800-585-1051. We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We have the ladies from the We Talk Bad podcast. They are our guest hosts today, AJ and Tam Bam. Yeah. Woo. And it's Friday, so you know what that means.
It's Freaky, Freaky, Freaky Friday. Hey.
Now, this conversation comes from the We Talk Back podcast ladies here that came with this story of a friend, but we don't know if it's a friend or if it was actually them, but we'll
no,
go with
it
the
was
friend.
Definitely a friend.
We'll go with the friend.
Because let's keep in mind, Tam Bam was the person that went in the room with Meech.
That was not me.
Okay. So now, what happened to your quote-unquote friend?
My friend had a sexual experience. And he was doing analingus to a young lady.
Okay.
And then the next, maybe 3 days later, he started feeling sick.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like throwing up. He couldn't hold any food down. He was very weak. Mm-hmm. And then he started having blood in his stool.
Jesus.
So he finally went to the hospital and they ran some tests. And they found fecal matter on his tongue, in his throat, and in his gut.
Yummy.
And they diagnosed him with amoebiasis giardiasis. I think I'm pronouncing that right.
Okay.
And he had to have 14 days of treatment before he was released from the hospital.
And he felt confident telling you that?
Yeah.
Damn it, man.
He said he was going to get, once he got out, he was back at it again.
No.
Is that a new trend now? You think?
But?
Yeah.
No, that's old. Illegals?
No, yes. That's old, man. I remember being a kid and my older cousins was... I'd be like, ew, y'all eat poom poom? And they'd be like, you don't eat poom poom? And they're like, shoot, when you get all age, you're going to be eating boonky. I was like, ew, I'll never eat no boonky.
And here you are.
Right. Right. Here you are. Right before
work. Look at you now.
So we were asking 800-585-1051, do you know anybody that this has happened to? Have you heard of this before? But there's a lot of people on the lines that are just talking about things that happened to them during sex. Like, Tim here on the line.
They got
to
stay on subject, man.
I'm telling you, Tim right here, you got a yeast infection in your throat?
Ooh.
Yeah, oh, my goodness. I feel very embarrassed, but I felt compelled to call.
Let the people know.
This was a long time, probably like 20 years ago.
Sure.
I was in my 20s, and I was laid off from work, and I was going to this bar frequently, and I met this girl, and we... we're having some fun, and I had a sore throat a few days later after spending some time with this girl, and I thought I had strep throat, and I went to the doctor, and he was like, he did like one of them swab tests, and he's like, man, you got a yeast infection in your throat.
That's called that candida.
Yeah.
Candida. Yeah, 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 yeah. Mm-hmm. I've heard of that before.
Now, did you give this lady $40?
He was laid off.
I bought her some drinks. But no, I didn't hand her over money like that. But I will say, I have a joke with the young guys at work that we joke because the younger generations, I feel like they ain't doing some stuff that us older guys that we do. And I'll be like, you guys, you me? And they'll laugh, be like, you silly. I'll be like, well, if you ain't, just lick a dirty penny and you'll get an idea of what it's like.
That's not true. I didn't lick the dirty penny and some booty. It tastes nothing alike.
You going back to the hospital.
They taste nothing alike.
You said what?
I've tasted them both. They taste nothing alike.
Okay.
Okay. How about a battery? A 9-volt battery.
Definitely don't taste like no battery. That battery's sharp.
What?
Thing you. You never licked a battery?
No, I never licked no battery.
I have.
What's the...
To see if it's good or not, you lick the battery.
And how do you know if it's good? You get shocks the shit out of you?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Y'all country people. Y'all got a lot of people that care for y'all.
I guarantee your parents have done that.
Have you licked the battery? You licked the battery too?
Everybody does that.
No.
No, everybody don't do that. Y'all, all right. Look, hello, Jason.
Yeah, what's up? So I came back from overseas, and I had got giardia from drinking the water out there, and I was telling my friend about it, and he was saying he got it. But he got it from eating booty.
Eating booty? Yeah.
No, eating in general.
Booty in Djibouti?
He said one night, he said one night he turned over because I guess that's what he enjoys, and she didn't shower or clean herself properly. And he kind of, you know...
I heard that like in the military, you get a disease, they like something real, real serious. Mm-hmm. They won't. That's not over here in America. Like you got to stay over there until it clear up.
Imagine missing Christmas because you don't eat some foreign boogie. That's crazy.
Well, we can take some more calls when we come back. 800-585-1051. It's Friday, so you know what that means.
It's Freaky Friday.
And the Freaky Friday question comes from our ladies from the We Talk Back podcast. One of them had an incident where a guy allegedly ate one of their groceries. And
no,
he had
it was not yours.
Oh, what happened then?
It was a friend who ate another lady's groceries. Okay.
That is a good question, though. Do you go back and sleep with the woman that got you sick? You know what I'm saying? Because most of the time, you eat from a restaurant, and the restaurant gets you sick. You ain't never going back there. So do you go back to the woman that made you sick?
Ugh.
He probably don't know who made him sick.
Maybe
he might have ate a lot of groceries.
Maybe just stop eating groceries. That you're not supposed to eat that.
You encouraging this? I thought women like that.
No.
Oh.
Don't eat that.
Oh.
It's just not good. When did this become such a big thing?
I don't know.
AJ, you agree?
I mean...
Oh, there we go.
Speak for yourself. I like it sometimes.
There we go. 800-585-1051. Has that happened to you? Let's discuss. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
It's Freaky Friday. It's Freaky Friday.
It's freaky.
Call in now. 800-585-1051.
Hey, look, we're on my preset.
We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. It's Friday, so you know what that means.
It's Freaky Friday.
And the Freaky Friday question comes from the We Talk Back podcast. AJ and Tam Bam. Now, they got into an incident with a gentleman. What happened, Ellie?
I did not get into an incident, DJ Envy.
Okay, now listen now. Tammy is the same person who walked into apartment with Meech on that Ring camera.
That was not me.
So is this a coincidence that groceries, like, in 1 week? I don't know, Tam Bam.
I'm starting to think. Seriously?
Yes.
It was not me. It was not me with Meech. And it was also not me with this man who was sick.
Okay, so what happened with this man that got sick?
All right, so he hooked up with a girl, mm-hmm. ate the groceries. Mm-hmm. He ended up 3 days later, mm-hmm. he started feeling sick. He started feeling nauseous. He couldn't hold any food down. And then he experienced some blood in his stool. So he finally went to the hospital, and they ran some tests, and they found fecal matter on his tongue, down his throat, and in his gut. And they had to treat him for 14 days mm-hmm. for amoebiasis and giardiasis.
Damn.
Yes.
So we're asking, every time it sounds like a different disease.
have you heard of this? And Charlamagne, has this changed your mind with eating groceries?
No, because I'm only eating one person's groceries.
One buffet.
Yes.
What about you, AJ?
What? I don't want to answer this.
Plead the fifth.
Okay.
I would ask you, Tam Man, but you said no way already.
I know. I'm not eating no groceries unless I don't get you nothing for your birthday or something like that.
Hello, who's this?
This is Miggy.
Miggy?
Yep. Right. Yeah, Miggy.
All right, Miggy, what's your thoughts, brother?
So, I'm clean, right? But, like, back to what you were saying, people need to use wipes.
So Miggy, you
need to use wipes.
So somebody, when you gotta say you clean, that means you might not be clean. So a gentleman's ate in your butt, ate your groceries before, but you saying you clean?
No. But for people who don't use wipes, maybe they trying to leave some berries left behind for people to eat.
Man, if y'all don't just eat some Cocoa Puffs. There's so many things you could eat if you really want that texture. Because one of y'all said that earlier, that people like dingleberries or something like that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Goobas. Raisinets.
Craisins.
What is craisins? That's chocolate covered raisins. That's what I'm saying. Yes, man. There's a lot of substitutes. Cocoa Pebbles. Cocoa Puffs.
I don't think they taste the same, though. I imagine it's something
I'm sure
about
they taste
just
better.
An acquired taste.
Ugh.
I don't think nobody wants to chew.
Lord have mercy.
Hello, who's this?
Two girls in a cup.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning. What's your name, Mama?
My name is Priscilla.
Hey, Priscilla, talk to us, Mama.
Oh, first of all, I wanted to say good morning. I listen to you guys every morning.
Good morning.
Thank you.
Entertaining all the way to work.
Well, thank you so much.
So what happened to me was I was with my ex many years ago, and I didn't realize that I was allergic to the lube. Mm. And both my lips swelled up about 4 times the normal size. And I ended up in the emergency room.
Which lips are you talking about?
The ones down there.
Okay.
Wow.
Got it.
So did you tell the doctor the truth?
Yeah. Oh, I had to.
Tell me what you said.
I was scared because, like, that's not normal.
Just use coconut oil going forward. Nice organic coconut oil.
Yeah, I'll do that next time because I was on steroids and I gained a lot of weight. So.
Oh, they put you on prednisone?
Damn.
Yeah, they did. Shout out to my girl Maddie for bringing me to the ER.
Wow. Shout out to Maddie.
All right.
He didn't even bring me.
Damn. Oh, he didn't bring me. He was embarrassed.
Yeah, very embarrassed. Mm.
Damn. Tam Bam, did you bring the guy to the ER?
Was not me, Envy.
Okay. All right. Well, what's the moral of the story?
What's the moral of the story, Tam Bam? Tam Bam done shot.
Don't eat the groceries.
I don't agree with that. Now, that's just bad advice.
If you're eating the groceries, eat the groceries in the shower.
Eat my groceries, okay?
In the shower.
FYI, everybody
it's groceries
listening.
Again as soon as you step out of the shower.
That's good advice. Clean your own meat. Clean your own meat. Get in the shower with the young lady. Same way people wash their chicken.
Yeah,
you might have to wash it yourself. Right. That's all. If you really want to eat it that bad, wash it yourself.
Okay. Yeah. Because that's wild.
All right, well, when we come back, we got your rumor report. We're talking LL Cool J. You know, this next week is Hip Hop 50. I think the 11th is the date, right?
Don't ask me. Don't give me the line. I know it's next Friday.
Yes. So next week is Hip Hop 50. So we're going to be talking to some of the hip hop legends. And when we come back, we're discussing LL Cool J. So don't move. It's The Breakfast Club on BET. We're welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league.
Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give us his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. CJ will be bringing his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show as well to give their unfiltered accounts of what really goes on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV true crime podcast, To Live and Die in LA. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
All these girls were sent out into the world, and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turns sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am like I am where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What up? I am Dramos, host of the Life as a Gringo podcast. Now, this is a show for the No Sabo kids, the 200%ers. Here we celebrate your otherness and embrace living in the gray area. If you ever felt like you were always too much this while also never being enough that, this is the podcast for you. Every Tuesday, I'll be bringing you conversations around personal growth, issues affecting the Latin community, and much more via my own personal stories, along with interviews with inspiring thought leaders from our community. Then, every Thursday, I'll be tackling trending stories and current events from our community that you need to know. So much of what makes our community so beautiful is our diversity, yet too often, those of us who don't fit into this dumb, stereotypical box of whatever it means to be Latino are left without a voice or just forgotten about. On this show, I celebrate the uniqueness of our culture and invite you to walk in your authenticity. Listen to Life as a Gringo as a part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Cam Bam just out here getting people sick.
I did not. Listen, we're not going to spread that rumor across the nation.
That's crazy.
Did you take him to the hospital?
It was not me.
Okay.
I did not. I give health, not sickness.
You was taking notes during that whole topic. She was writing stuff down.
Wow.
Oh, my goodness.
And when I said, did you come back to the person that made you sick? You was like.
It wasn't me.
Look at you crazy.
Wow. It wasn't me, y'all.
Well, we are right the Breakfast now, Club, and we have Tam Bam and AJ Holiday from the We Talk Back podcast. She was just telling us about her situation during Freaky Friday.
This is wild.
That's a situation, not my situation.
Cap.
Who said that?
That was Takeoff. Take from the heavens.
God. That God. Why are you getting your groceries ate?
Takeoff still calling Cap from the heavens, man. R.I.P. Takeoff.
All right. When we come back, we got your rumor report. We got to talk Tiffany Haddish and also LL Cool J. So we got a lot to discuss. And also, I want to remind you guys, my car show, if you're in the New York State, tri-state area, it's coming back to New York. Hasn't been in New York in 3 years because of COVID. Then we took it to Atlantic City, but now it's back in the tri-state. I know a lot of people are super duper excited. So a lot of celebrity cars, exotic cars, rides for kids. Kids 5 and under are free. Jumpies. It's going to be a lot of activities. It's a family fun day. We want you to bring your kids, bring your mom, your pops, your grandparents. Bring the whole family out. We just like to have a lot of fun, all right? When we come back, we got your room report, so don't go anywhere. It's The Breakfast Club on BET. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get to the rumors. Let's talk LL Cool J.
Rumor has it. Rumor has it.
Call out a name, or you gossiping, or you chatty patty.
I am gossiping.
This is The Rumor Report.
I mean, I guess we on The Breakfast Club. This is where the tea spills, right?
Right. One of the dope things about hip-hop turning 50 next Friday is a lot of these stories that we've been hearing about, that people have been talking about for years. A lot of these artists are doing interviews, doing shows, and discussing them. And one of them was LL Cool J. He clears up Biggie's alleged Who Shot You record. Remember Who Shot You? Everybody thought it was for Pac, because that's when Pac just had got shot. So he talks about it.
We have the prestigious journalist Bonsu Thompson come up here. He did a series, Iconic Records, and he talked mm-hmm. about the life and death record with Biggie, mm-hmm. right? And in the middle of the interview, he revealed to us something. I want to ask you, were you aware of this? Is it true, as you understand it, mm-hmm. that when making Who Shot You, Biggie took a shot at you?
That's just not true. I was in the studio with Big. Big was my man. You know what I'm saying? I did Flav in Your Ear remix. He was just a great dude. You know what I'm saying? And I liked him a lot. And nah, he wasn't taking a shot at me. I mean, he was doing what rappers do.
Yeah.
What MCs do. Old school, new school. He was saying whoever won it can get it.
And this is the bar that he was talking about.
Old school, new school, need to learn though. I burn, baby, burn like disco inferno.
Why would anybody think that's a shot at LL? I saw when Bonsu said that on Sway Show, but why LL in particular? Like, well, that don't make any sense to me. LL don't represent the whole old school.
Starting trouble.
That don't make any sense to me.
Nah, that was a little weird to me, too. Now, also, Tiffany Haddish's ex-friend is suing her for $1 million over extortion allegations.
Extortion allegations.
Yeah, that's what the lady's saying. She's suing her for extortion allegations for defamation of character following her children's 2022 lawsuit against the actress for allegedly child sexual abuse.
Even that is nonsense, though. Like, meaning that if somebody, accusing me of something, and, you know, they try to sue me, and I say it's nonsense, and I say this person is trying to shake me down, now I can sue you for defamation for simply saying I feel like it was a shakedown?
Well, the defense against libel or slander is the truth.
Mm.
So it is kind of like the truth because they dropped the criminal lawsuit.
Yeah.
Well, I don't think it was ever criminal.
It was a civil lawsuit. Yeah. They dropped it, and I'm pretty sure they might have been compensated why they dropped it in the first place.
I doubt it. If they had been compensated, I don't think she'd be coming back trying to sue again for defamation. Right. Unless she's just greedy.
Yeah.
Well, people are greedy.
That is true.
All right. Well, dicks.
Okay.
Megan Thee Stallion is set to film in the debut upcoming musical titled Dicks. The musical, she's going to star in that. It's going to be the first ever movie musical. The independent entertainment company released a trailer for the rated R comedy titled Dicks the Musical, which stars Megan Thee Stallion as the boss of two New York City businessmen.
This is Craig Tittle.
Thanks, doll.
And this is Trevor Brock.
You have a good day.
My is massive. It always leaves the ladies sore.
money just keeps rolling.
Y'all are
in
a ridiculous
the good
show.
Times never stop. There's never been
everybody
a man
on the
like
show.
Me, and I'll always be on top.
I want
that
all,
is the,
I'm going.
You're going.
Period. Yeah.
Let me tell you how ridiculous this show is. This is Breakfast Club. You know our listeners. You know y'all are part of this show too. Let me tell you how ridiculous this show is. They bleep me for less than here, right? But y'all gonna play the trailer and bleep the title in the trailer. But Envy said it four times and ain't none of y'all dump him.
It's the title of a movie.
But why bleep it in the trailer? You can't say it in that context because you're actually talking about the penis, you idiot.
I don't know. I didn't cut that.
I know you didn't
I'm
know.
I'm talking about
all the... But talking about this, my
that's
point is...
That's name too, though.
I'm right. talking about...
It's not for this. Oh, no, that's and, they, and y'all bleeped it when you played the trailer. When you played the trailer...
Don't say y'all
bleeped
it. I didn't bleep it. I'm just talking about dicks. The musical in cinemas on September 29th.
And I'll be there.
You can't say it like that. You can say Dick's Sporting Goods.
I can say dicks.
Not
I'm
in
talking
that
about
context.
The movie premiere.
But that's actually about penises.
Do we know for sure?
Yes, dang. It is. Crazy human.
That's the guy's name.
No, it's not.
It's a musical title.
They can't name the movie Penises.
I don't care.
Penises.
I'm just telling y'all how ridiculous this show is.
Well, are you going?
Play the trailer back again. They bleeped it in the trailer, but you said it 18 times.
Are you going?
No.
I'm supporting Meg.
I'm
there.
It's a movie?
It's a musical.
This is Craig Tittle.
Thanks, doll.
And this is Trevor Brock.
You have a good day.
But you said it. You said it 19 times.
Oh, okay.
What's up, y'all? What's up, producer? Y'all ain't gonna prep my guy? Y'all gonna just put my guy out there like that? You know what I'm saying? Oh, he just wanted to say it. He wanted to say it, right?
No,
he wanted
that's to say the name it. Of the
he
musical.
He wanted that out of, to come out of his mouth, didn't he?
Loud.
Yeah, pause. Loud, too. With confidence and enthusiasm and energy. Wow.
What borough are you from?
What is it to come out of
Queens.
His mouth?
Get your man, Queens.
Well, let me just tell you, it follows two businessmen who discover they are identical twins, separated at birth, with one living with mother, played by Megan Mullally, and one is his father, Nathan Lane. The two decide to trick their parents into getting back together. If that sounds similar, that's what it's about.
Get back together.
It's like Parent Trap with penises.
Parent trap with penises is crazy. Oh, penis man. Parent trap is crazy.
Well, Dick's the Musical will premiere.
Here you go, man. What's up, man?
September 29th, 2023.
This guy crazy.
All right, Charlamagne.
What? No Charlamagne and me. I ain't got nothing to do with this.
Who you give your donkey to?
Four after the hour, donkey of the day is going to... Who I was giving donkey to? Oh, man, feminist collective in Mexico called 50 Plus One. Mexicans, I stand with you. We need to build a wall around this feminist collective in Mexico and keep them out of Mexico City. We're going to talk about it four after the hour.
All right, we'll get to that next. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. Your mornings will never be the same.
Are you someone who knows you don't have to sacrifice comfort for quality? Someone who lives large in life and in the bedroom? Then live large and now thinner with new Magnum Raw condoms. The thinnest Magnum condom. Available where condoms are sold.
Damn, the hee-haw again.
It's time for Donkey of the Day.
I'm ain't trying to be Donkey today no more.
They should be embarrassed by what they already did. I'm not making these people do these things.
Called Donkey of the Day and... It really caught me off guard. Damn, Charlamagne, who got the donkey of the day today?
Well, just hilarious. Donkey of the Day for Friday, August 4th goes to a feminist collective in Mexico called 50 Plus One. Not just that feminist collective, but all the citizens who are upset with Mayor Manuel Angel Villalobos, okay? I will call him Mayor Manuel from here on out, but Mayor Manuel is under fire simply because he cares. Simply because he loves, values, and appreciates the other men who reside in this town that I can't pronounce. What is it called?
Huehuetan.
Say it again.
Huehuetan.
There you go. Yes, I want Mayor Manuel to know that we riding with him. We see you, Mayor Manuel. Mayor Manuel decided to turn up the heat on a holiday that nobody truly cares about, and that holiday is Father's Day. Drop on the clues bombs for Father's Day. Okay, Father's Day is June 18th for this year, and don't nobody give a damn per usual, okay? But the mayor decided to do something special for the fathers on Father's Day, and now this feminist collective and other women are upset. What's the news channel? Oh, let's hear the news report, please.
fue el mismo presidente municipal de Huehuetán, yep, Manuel Ángel Villalobos, yep, quien presumió que para festejar el Día, yep, del Padre, este fin, yep, de semana las imágenes del festejo, mm-hmm, se viralizaron. Los videos fueron difundidos en redes sociales y despertaron una ola de críticas, de ofensas, y también fue motivo de comentarios chuscos.
No.
Este lunes el presidente municipal, Manuel Ángel Villalobos, reaccionó por medio de un video. Esto fue lo que reaction dijo.
Y sobre todo que no se olvide el motivo.
Wow.
Venirnos a divertir un ratito.
Wow. Wow. You Dominican ain't know what he said? Yes.
I'm not Dominican.
Let me translate. The mayor decided that it would be a good idea to offer the men of his town a strip show for Father's Day. Drop one of Clues Bombs for that mayor. Okay. He sent out the information online and invited all the fathers to a local auditorium on June 17th for a special event show just for dads. And on the poster, it said a show, surprises, and presents. The mayor laid it out for the fathers. They had electrical appliances as raffle prizes, traditional music playing. What kind of music was they playing, Ray? What kind of music was they playing? You know what I'm saying? Come on now. Come on now. And they had strippers. Now listen, when they sent the invite out, it mentioned in big red letters that no children and no women were invited. I repeat, when they sent out the invite, it said no children and no women were invited. Now this is where some of the problems lie. The women didn't listen. A lot of the ladies came anyway and bought their children. How you gonna ignore the fact we told you not to come and don't bring the kids and then get upset when the strip show starts? You can't complain about a sexually suggestive performance by strippers when we told you not to come and don't bring kids. And furthermore, why are you trying to steal these hardworking Mexicans' joy? The biggest hee-haw is going to everybody that has a problem with this, okay? Fathers already get the worst gifts. Things we don't need to use. Finally, something that fathers will actually enjoy, and it's a problem. All eyes on Mexico City right now, y'all. We should all be learning from Mexico in this moment because the bar has been raised on what fathers deserve for Father's Day. Don't think about just the strippers. They had electrical appliances, toasters, microwaves, waffle makers, tortilla presses, and strippers. Now, personally, I don't need the strippers because my wife and I have no problem frequenting the strip club together. But for the brothers whose wives are not with that, why are you raining on their Cinco de Mayo parade? Huh? Do you know how many ties we have in our closet that don't go with any shirts or suits that we own? How many ties you got, Envy?
A lot.
Come on, man. Fathers don't always want ties. They want thighs. All right? Fathers got enough power tools, power drills, screwdrivers, hammers, nails. If we sick of that in America, how do you think they feel in Mexico? I'm sure in Mexico City they got enough tools. Everybody over there probably Bobito the Builder, okay? A Mexican mayor and Mexican fathers don't want to screw and nail something. They do enough of that. They wanted to screw and nail someone, all right? They want to go to Home Depot, not Home Depot.
Yo.
Listen, all I'm saying is the moral of the story, this isn't about strippers, all right? It's about the fact this mayor went above and beyond for Father's Day. I think all these women just being fake outraged to attempt to distract from the fact that they have never went this hard for Father's Day. The mayor made all the ladies in this town look bad. And that's what they really upset about, okay? They say the greatest mark of a father is how he treats his children and wife when no one is looking. Well, the greatest mark of a child and wife should be how they treat their father when everyone is looking, all right? The mayor passed the test, all right? Next Father's Day, will you? Please give that feminist collective 50 plus one and anyone in Mexico City who has a problem with what Mayor Manuel did, the sweet sounds of the Hamiltons.
Oh, now you are the donkey of the day. You are the donkey of the day. Yeehaw.
What you got your father for Father's Day, AJ?
A plant.
A plant. What kind of plant? I bet you wasn't even cannabis.
I can't even remember. It was a really, really nice plant from Home Depot, but that's about
it. You see
what
I'm saying?
And plant and dinner, that's it. But all of men about to be single de Mayo, okay? For playing.
Right. All they did was show up. What you got your father for Father's Day?
I got him a Kappa Alpha Psi sweatshirt. That's what he wanted. He a Kappa. He wanted a sweatshirt.
I mean, been a Kappa probably for 40 years. He probably got enough of those.
That's what he said. I want a new sweatshirt.
Oh, okay.
He got it. And we're going to get y'all ties again next year.
Jesus.
Okay.
That's cool. Put them on some strippers. Step it up.
What kind of plant? Did he ask for a plant?
He likes plants. You know, marijuana or a plant.
Mm-hmm. Oh, cannabis plant.
Yes.
Oh, all right. I'm not mad at that. All right. Now, when we come back, Tim Ryan will be joining us.
We're going to kick it with him when we come back.
Tim Ryan is going to come up here and talk to us about the exhausted majority. Mm-hmm. The exhausted majority. The people in this country that's just tired.
All right.
Okay? We tired of everything. We tired of Republicans. We tired of Democrats.
All of them.
We tired of pronouns. We just tired.
All right. Okay? BET, we see y'all on Monday. Mm-hmm. Everybody else, Tim Ryan is up next. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
So we want to create an organization, We the People. You can go to wethepeople250.us to learn more about us in celebration of the 250th anniversary of the United States. It's a minor miracle we've made it this far as a country, and we want to just make sure that we are preparing ourselves for the next 250 years, and that means ushering in an era of reform, responsibility, government's not working for most people, the conversation sucks. And we want people to land with us, and then we're going to build this organization out and try to stitch this country back together.
What's the disconnect? What do you think the problem is? Why is a government letting down the people so much?
I think part of it is that everyone's, you know, red shirt, blue shirt, and then the extremes on both sides drive most of the conversation, and like no one's talking about solutions. So one of the things we want to do is highlight the really positive things that are working out there. So, and we're going to do really compelling content. Now, we will take on the anti-democratic forces in the country, mm-hmm. for sure. But we want to highlight the positive things that are going on. So one of the issues I've worked on throughout my time in Congress is veteran suicides. Mm-hmm. Still almost 20 a day. We've not moved the needle on this at all. One of the things that's really helping move the needle on this is psilocybin. So
what is that?
It's mushrooms, basically.
Psychedelic drugs.
Psychedelic mushroom therapy. There's a group called MAPS. Rick Doblin has been running this for about 30 years. They've got a ton of research. It's working, but it doesn't get any oxygen because the drug companies, and we've had this conversation before, they suck all the oxygen out of the room. Toxic political conversation. Mm-hmm. So we want to do compelling content around this. Same thing around mental health, addiction. Cannabinoids, cannabis can be super helpful when it's done properly to heal people from addiction. And good friend of mine, Bernie Kosar, used to be the quarterback at the Browns back in the day when I was just a boy, went through a huge issue around addiction, healed mm-hmm. himself basically through really kind of intense cannabinoid usage.
Weed. You gotta just say shrooms and weed.
Shrooms and weed, man. keep it real. So yeah, but it's a like a real thick concentration of cannabis. It's mm-hmm. not, you don't smoke it. It's like a really intense thing. But he healed himself on it.
Wow.
Now he's a huge advocate. Like he was football in the '80s, they were just peddling, you know, painkillers like crazy.
Sure.
Shots, pills. He said he'd walk into a locker room and they'd have a table full of just basically high dosage prescription drug painkillers. I want to highlight that, you know, mindfulness in the schools. There's a great group called Inner Explorer. They do, you know, basically breathing techniques, meditation in schools. There's a school in Tampa. I'll send you guys the information. Like they zeroed out, you know, people dropping out, people attendance is almost 100%. Kids are starting to pay attention because they're in trauma. I mean, I think across the board, basically we have a lot of people in trauma. Right, their brain is in fight or flight mode. Sure. There's got a lot of trauma. It could be violence. It could be this. It could be that. All kinds of different things. But we're not addressing the trauma. So we, the people, we want to highlight this stuff. We want to celebrate it. The people that are doing good shit, and make sure that people know about it. And then we could hopefully amplify it, get money behind it, and start shifting the country.
Now, Charlamagne also mentioned when you walked in here that, you know, he felt that you should be the next president of the United States.
One day, I think he should be president. I don't see why nobody's not challenging right now. I think next year is a great time to challenge President Biden. Personally,
what's your thoughts on it? In the future, would you possibly run for president?
You know, I don't know. I did it for 20 years. Like I'm 6 months out for the first time in really my adult life being out of politics, and
you kind of like it.
I like it. I mean, I get to hang out with my kids. I got a 9-year-old. I'm coaching this flag football team. I like getting them into basketball. Took them to like Mark Price, who used to play for the Cavs a bunch of years back when they were good. Absolutely. Yeah, he did a camp in Ohio, and I took Brady. I love it. This is great, man. Mm-hmm. Right now, no, but that's why we the people, I still want to be engaged. I still want to try to help. I feel like I got good ideas. I'm only 50 years old. Mm-hmm. And in this political environment, I'm like the newbie at 50.
Like, you're young. You get it. I was even going to ask you, like, you know, as a former elected official, how do you feel when you see the cognitive decline of other elected officials, whether it's Mitch McConnell, whether it's Senator Dianne Feinstein, whether it's the president, Joe Biden? Like, what do you feel when you see that?
You know, I'm frustrated, honestly, and I've been saying probably for the last 6-7 years that especially the Democratic Party, but clearly it's across the board, we need generational change. Mm-hmm. Like, the new ideas we're talking about, like,
shrooms,
those are
weed, meditation.
Right.
We're all doing that now.
Those are the solutions to our problems. Mm-hmm. And like, you try to talk to an 80-year-old leader about, you know, psilocybin and mushrooms, and they're like, this has been researched. Like, we have right. it. Mm-hmm. You know? And so the conversations become very difficult because I just think, you know, there's just a lack of understanding there generationally, and I think that's part of the problem. And the fact that our culture, and that's why, like, politics is downstream of culture. You know, like, I tell people all the time, like, President Kennedy was a product of the greatest generation. Like, these people went to war, survived the Depression, they knew their role in the world, were proud to be Americans, like, worked hard, and then they produced a leader like that who at one point gave the civil rights address from the Oval Office saying, you can't fight for freedom abroad if everyone's not free here. Right. Like, had the balls to do that stuff. Right. You know what I mean? So I think, like, our culture now, because it's so toxic, is just the old leaders are just hanging on. It's not dynamic. We're not producing young leaders who are talking about, I mean, we're producing them, they just can't get any oxygen. Mm-hmm. Like, there's no way that, because the systems have become so narrowed. And so it's frustrating because I think we're not solving the problems. There aren't new ideas. And I've always been the kind of guy, like, I thought politics was about ideas.
All right, we got more with Tim Ryan. When we come back, don't move. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Good morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Charlamagne Tha Guy. We are The Breakfast Club. We're still kicking it with Tim Ryan. Charlamagne?
Now, can you talk more about the extreme majority? Because I feel like I'm in the extreme majority. I probably...
Exhausted majority?
Exhausted majority.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I did CNN last night, and I'm here with my niece Ashley, who works with me, and we're sitting in the green room watching the show I'm going to go on at 10:50, and so from 10 to 10:50, I'm watching, which I really don't watch political talk anymore. Mm-hmm. And I looked at Ashley, and I was like, I'm exhausted. Like, you're just sitting there watching. It was like, I'm just sitting on a couch. I'm not doing anything, and I'm absolutely exhausted listening about Trump and all this stuff. And I just feel like, and I'm worried that the good people are going to check out and the extreme people are going to stay in and be rabid and continue to drive the conversation. Like, there is no way that the vast majority of the people in this country support an insurrection against the government. Mm-hmm. There's no way. Mm-hmm. So how are these polls like 50-50 among registered voters? It's because, you know, people aren't, you know, don't, I mean, we've had record number, but there's a lot of people that still don't vote, and there's a lot of people that just go and vote, and that's it. And what we want to do is try to get, like, a renewed view of civic engagement. Like, it starts with the citizens. We've tried to, like, outsource all this stuff to Washington, D.C., and Obama's going to take care of it, or Trump's going to take care of it, or Biden will do this, and then you get mad when they don't do. It's about us, and we're going to give you the path forward to help the country. And that's why I think one of the things we need in the country is national service. Some form of everyone has to get off their rear end and go help.
What do you think Democrats are getting wrong? What do you think Democrats are getting right?
I think what we got right, I think, was the reindustrialization of the country. I think the Inflation Reduction Act, I think the infrastructure bill, I think the CHIPS Act, which is helping us reshore chip manufacturing. Like, the reindustrialization piece absolutely got right. I think that we lack any ideas on some of the other stuff that we've already talked about. Like, we should be grabbing these healing modalities. We should be grabbing food as medicine. We should be grabbing these things and pushing them into the poorest communities in our country and saying, we have a new agenda for empowerment, economic empowerment, health empowerment, for every citizen, whether you're a black kid in Cleveland or you're a white kid living in Appalachia. These programs are going to be for all of us. And I think we've done a bad job. Like, sometimes it's like Democrats are always picking a group. We're going to be with this group, and then we're going to be with this group. And they think come election time, you can have like 10 different groups that you're going to be all for. Let's be for everybody. Like, let's have things that, no, regardless, like Medicare, for everybody. That's why I was successful. Social Security, everybody gets it. Everybody participates in the program, you know? So, like, we need things that are going to help everybody, especially when the vast majority of the people in the country are working hard and not getting ahead, mm-hmm. or working poor. Like, so if you're helping everybody, I'm not saying help the top, you know, 1-2%, they're doing pretty good on their own. But how do we help everybody? And breaking up the concentration of wealth, pharmaceutical industry, big tech, like breaking that shit up is going to benefit everybody in the long run.
What do you think Republicans are getting wrong, and what do you think Republicans are getting right?
I think they get right from their messaging. It's not as clear now, but the answers aren't in Washington. The answers are in communities. The answers are with individuals. I think, like, there's no reason Democrats shouldn't agree with that. Yeah, absolutely. Clearly, the answers aren't all in Washington, D.C., because it disempowers people. And like I said, you can outsource your issues to Washington and then check out. You know, clearly what they get wrong, no one has a spine to, like, take on the insurrectionists. Mm-hmm. Like, that's insane that, like, you, like, you know, there's certain red lines that you should say, no, I'm not going to support you anymore, which is why the Liz Cheneys of the world, even though, like, you don't agree with them on, like, 80% of things, you got to honor their courage for, like, no, you can't support an insurrection for the United States. No, you can't lie 36,000 times to the American people as president. No, you can't steal secret documents and then try to cover it up. Like, you're not allowed to do that. Mm-hmm. And so, like, to watch, like, the Kevin McCarthy's of the world with no spine, no guts, like, can't stand up to anybody. You know, I think that's just, if Trump would win again, that would be the demise of the country, I think.
The country and democracy as we know it?
I think so. He gets the levers of power. You think he won't hire an attorney general that would just go...
It's going to be a revenge tour.
Holy cow. Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Do you regret leaving your seat to run for Senate?
No, I was excited about it. I thought it was a good opportunity to, you know, try to do more. You know, you get in public service, you want to try to do as much as you possibly can at the highest level you possibly can do it. And so, no, not at all.
You know, everything you're doing challenges capitalism, right? Whether it's introducing shrooms and mushrooms, whether it's, you know, saying, hey, we need to lay off these processed foods. Can you actually win a big national election challenging these corporations in that way?
Well, if you have the coalition of people on the ground, mm-hmm. And I think part of what we want to do for We the People is let these people, like the vets, for example, who have been healed by the psilocybin, right? The MAPS group. There's thousands. They did a conference in Denver a couple weeks ago, 12,000 people. The governor of Colorado spoke at the conference. Like, wow. Like it's getting momentum. That's a whole network of people, right? You look at the food as medicine. You know, my buddy Mark Hyman, he's been a New York Times bestseller. He wrote a book called Food Fix. He's very much into this. Food is medicine, where we can just heal ourselves, reverse diabetes by changing our diets without all this medication, and give them a bunch of money to the pharmaceutical industry that just manages it for you. You actually can heal yourself. That's millions of people across the country. You talk about mindfulness, transcendental meditation, yoga, like it's 50, 60, 70 million people in the country do this kind of things. Yoga studios popping up everywhere, right? Like what I want to do with We the People is for all of these groups to see each other as allies. Then you start to build a new politics, because when you look at it, the mindset's the same, right? Whether if you're for cannabinoids for addiction, if you're for psilocybin for you know, healing post-traumatic stress for vets, if you're for, you know, seeing the problems with the industrial food system, you have the same mindset. You have a change mindset. You know things aren't working, and you have an idea. I need them, and we need them to all see each other as allies. And we, the people, we want to build that coalition. And, you know, hopefully one day that will shift the culture. And as I said, politics is downstream of culture. Culture shifts, politics will shift.
How do folks support We the People, man?
Go to wethepeople250.us and, you know, check us out. We got videos and some really compelling content. We're gonna take on, you know, the MAGA movement with some really compelling content. So stay tuned. That's going to be fun to do. And then we're going to build this other thing out. And we want a We the People representative in all 3,142 counties in the country. Like, that's my goal. Let's go big. We're going to do concerts. We're going to try to raise some money for these different groups, mm-hmm. bring attention. So yeah, go sign up, be a part of what we're doing. It's going to be the most fun political organization in the country. There's a very low bar there, Charlamagne. Like, very low bar, but we want to have fun. We want joy. Like, that, it's like we're living in a joyless, you know, society now, and it's like we want joy, we want happiness, we want people to like have fun and also participate. And I think, you know, that level of service, opening your heart, giving, using your time and talents to help others, there's joy in that. You know, there's joy in that. So
I personally think Tim Ryan should be president of the United States of America one day, man. Your ideas, your values, your beliefs, I feel like that's what we need in politics right now.
Appreciate that, man. Absolutely. Thank you. It means a lot.
My guy, Tim Ryan, it's The Breakfast Club.
The Breakfast Club.
We're welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give us his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. CJ will be bringing his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show as well to give their unfiltered accounts of what really goes on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV true crime podcast, To Live and Die in LA. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
All these girls were sent out into the world, and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turned sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am like I am where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s,
she looked like a million bucks,
with zero qualifications,
she had a Harvard plaque,
tricks her way past a wall of lawyers and agents.
She's got all of these Maseratis and Bentleys all in the driveway.
Is it like a mansion?
Yes, it's a mansion that this queen of the con uses to scam some of the biggest names in professional sports out of untold fortunes.
About $6 million.
Approximately $11 million.
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
Employing whatever means necessary to bleed her victims dry.
She would probably have sex with one of her clients.
Hide your money in your old rich man because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ NV, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. It's time for Pass the Aux.
Go, DJ.
It's time for Pass the Aux with DJ Nyla.
Yup.
Nyla.
Okay. What's up,
Big
guys?
Nyla.
Happy Friday.
Where you going? You got a gold tooth in? Where you going? Where you at?
I'm here. I'm vibes.
Cool vibes.
Yes. But, all right. So this week, I'm going to be in our R&B bag a little bit. I'm going to start with a track from Vito's new project called Mood Swings. And let me rephrase new because it came out in like February, but you know.
Okay.
Whatever. But a record that has been in heavy rotation for me right now is called Do You Mind?
That record's dope. I've been playing it in the mix. I like that record.
Okay, cool.
It got some Chris Brown vibes to it.
Chris is also featured on the record.
Oh,
is he featured Chris Brown?
Yeah, because I'm trying to shine the light on Vito.
Oh, no.
Like, okay. Vito is an independent artist, and he makes great R&B, like, classic.
You should let the hook rock. Do you mind
if I come through?
All right.
All right. So, y'all like that one?
Yeah,
that was cool.
All right, cool. Next is actually an unreleased record from Friday out of Philly.
Friday. Yeah. I don't know Friday, but salute to Friday.
You don't know Friday? He's
great. I know him. I don't know him personally.
Oh, okay. Yeah, he has a record called You featuring Fireboy that's about to drop, but he gave it to me early. I was in the studio, and he was playing me his album, and I like this one the best.
Now you acting like a damn DJ. Now that's what I'm talking about. That's what DJs do. Now you acting like a damn DJ.
Like, I need this record. I love this record. So let's get into it. It's Friday, You.
That's dope.
Okay. Yeah, don't let them girls raise your blood pressure, though, Friday. I heard him say that in the song.
You!
No, you don't want that.
It's a vibe, though.
I like it.
Every time I hear Friday, he sounds like a sample. Like, his voice actually sounds like an old school sample.
It does.
Nah, he dope, though. Salute to Friday.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he got a really good thing going. And the last record I want to highlight is off of Bia's new EP called Really Her. Great EP if you guys haven't heard it. I will say, after listening to this, I feel like Bia is one of my favorite rap girlies right now because she's just the most relatable.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she talks about real things. So anyway, the record is called Fall Back.
Okay.
I like Bia.
I like Bia, too. That was dope.
That was tough.
Nyla 3 for 3 today.
That's right.
Very rare.
Not very rare.
She's 3 for 3 last week, too. Just the week before that.
Very rare. Very rare Nyla bats 1,000.
Nah, she was 1,000 last week. The week before that, she struck out twice. But
no, it was only because it was Chico and Justin.
That don't matter. That's our opinion. That don't matter.
Yeah.
People like the records that you play.
Yes. Oh, because y'all didn't like the international raps. I'm keeping it.
No, nah, whatever you like, but you putting us onto it, so it don't matter.
Yeah, it don't matter.
Well, I'm glad you guys like it. Mm-hmm. So if you guys rock with the music, make sure you guys tap into the Pass the Aux playlist. You can get it by following me on Instagram at Nyla Simone. Also, if you really want to come and vibe with me, come to Pass the Aux Live. The date is August 25th. Save the date, and it's going
to
be a vibe.
When are the invites and stuff going out? When are people going to be able to RSVP and all that stuff?
Next week.
Okay. Next week.
All yeah. Right. Okay. I got the location, but I just had to figure out, since it's limited capacity, how to limit
RSVP.
The capacity.
And, how many people?
RSVP only.
75 people.
If they don't RSVP, they won't be there.
That's right.
And make sure you send it to the people that you really, really want to be there.
Absolutely.
That's all. And, you know, I think you should let a couple of listeners get a chance to win, you yep. know, to be there. Like, you know, put a couple of listeners on the guest list, some people that's in the New York area.
I would like that.
You know what I mean?
I would like that a lot.
That would make sense. I'm sure they enjoy this segment.
Yep.
Okay.
You know?
Well, that'll be a thing. I'll announce that next week, how listeners can.
And then you'll tape it for you, too, for people that can't be there.
Yeah, absolutely.
You got the artist that, you know the artist that's going to be there yet?
Yeah, I got your guy, DKE Author.
Hey, okay, DKE Author. That's yes. it? Just him?
Right now.
All
right. Yeah.
Friday should come.
Friday's coming. I don't know if he's coming to this one. I think he's going to come to the next
okay,
one.
Okay, got you. Yeah. All right.
Cool. All right. Well, when we come back, we got the People's Choice Mix this Friday. You know, we throw it back, so don't move. Thank you, Miss Nala.
Thanks, Envy.
It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. Your mornings will never be the same.
If you're hiring, you know it's hard to attract top talent. Team up with a hiring partner who understands how tough it is and knows what you need. ZipRecruiter. Go to this exclusive web address to try ZipRecruiter for free. ZipRecruiter.com/breakfast.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Got to remind you guys again, the 26th and 27th, I'm bringing my car show back to the tri-state area, New York, New Jersey, Connecticut. So join me. Family fun day, celebrity cars, old school cars, new cars. We have so many activations. We're going to have the Monster Energy bike ride and bike team, where they're going to be doing tricks and flips. It's going to be so many food vendors, and it's going to be a lot going on. It's a family fun day, and we encourage you to bring the kids. Kids 5 and under are free. So if you haven't got your tickets, get your tickets. And that is the last weekend of August, a 2-day show. All right? Now, Charlamagne, what are you doing for this weekend?
I'll actually be in Dallas today for a couple of hours, man. I'm going to be in Dallas today for the new corporate entrepreneur event. National Sales Network is having this, their annual conference and career fair, and I'll be their keynote speaker today. So okay. You can catch me in Dallas later on today if you're coming to the National Sales Network annual conference and career fair. I'll be there for a little minute. You know how I do. I'll be in and out of things.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so I'll be there. And also, too, man, I want to tell everybody in Monk's Corner, South Carolina, August 12th, I'm doing my annual backpack giveaway in Fish Fry at Berkeley High School in Monk's Corner, South Carolina, from 12 to 3 p.m. So, you know, we do free food, which is the fish, and free backpacks. We actually do fish and shrimp, by the way. Mm-hmm. And we do the backpacks and the school supplies, free haircuts. The child got to be present. And it's one backpack per child, but it's at the Berkeley High School student parking lot, 12 to 3 p.m., August 12th. You know how we do every year in Monk's Corner, South Carolina. So, see you on the 12th.
All right, ladies, what you guys up to?
This weekend?
Or anything. What you got coming up?
I'm going to a little African party tomorrow.
Booty? I don't know.
I don't think so. That's a black American man thing.
Listen, I got to fly back to Charlotte and go straight back to work.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, back in the salon?
Yes.
Okay.
Back in the hair salon.
All right. Well, when we come back, we got your positive notice, The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Dallas DJ NV, Charlamagne Tha God. All right. We are The Breakfast Club. We got the ladies from the We Talk Back podcast, Tam Bam and AJ here. And don't forget, Living Black, if you missed it, you didn't see it, well, it's not a problem. You can check it out on our iHeartRadio Facebook and our iHeartRadio YouTube pages. Now, let's get to a positive note. Tell me.
Yes, but first, Tam, Bam, AJ, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having us.
Yes,
this
absolutely. Awesome.
Make sure y'all subscribe to the We Talk Back podcast on the Black Effect iHeartRadio podcast network. And give them all your socials and all that so they can follow you and stuff.
I'm AJ Holiday 2.0 on Instagram. Y'all can follow We Talk Back at We Talk Back podcast on Instagram and Twitter.
And YouTube.
We Talk Back TV.
Yes.
On YouTube. Okay.
And y'all follow me on Instagram. I'm Official Tam Bam. I love y'all. Thank y'all for listening to us.
All right. Well,
that's right.
Positive note, Shala.
Positive note, man. Please remember this weekend that confidence comes not from always being right, but from not fearing to be wrong.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Johnny B. Good, the host of the podcast Creating a Con, the Story of BitCon. This podcast dives deep into the story of Ray Trapani and his company, Centratech. I'll explore how 320-somethings built a company out of lies, deceit, and greed.
I've been saying since a very young age that I was going to be a millionaire. If someone's like, oh, what's your best way of making money? I'm like, oh, we should start some sort of scheme.
Listen to Creating a Con, the story of BitCon, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, this week on Call Chelsea Peretti, we have Blake Anderson, and it's definitely worth a listen for moments such as...
Yeah, it's crazy. You didn't realize how much Sporks had to...
change the game.
Yeah.
What is the relationship between Sweden, Stockholm, and Norway?
That's a great question.
Do you know that a caller called and says he has something called Fantasia's disease where you can't visualize anything?
Aphantasia? I have that.
What the actual...
What? You do?
Listen to Call Chelsea Peretti on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. All that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.